Okay, so good morning. We are on Daf 69B. We left off towards the top of the page on 69B. Samastaram. Today's Daf is Daf Ayin. We are continuing Daf 70. We're continuing with some of the diseases and the remedies for the first Amud. And then we're going to get to a little bit more practical stuff as we get to the second Amud. Okay, we're on 69B towards the top of the page. The Gemara says, Legira, for Gira, which is a type of sickness, disease, Laiti Gira de Lilta. Bring an arrow from of Lilit, it's like a stone that would fall during different times of storms, hailstorms. V'nifchei, turn it upside down. V'nishdim maya ilave, v'nishdei, pour water over it and drink the water, and the person will be healed. V'ilon, if that doesn't work, laiti mi maya de'ishdei minayu kalba v'lilya, bring water that a dog drank from at night. V'nizdeher mi giluya, be worried that it wasn't left uncovered, and drink that and they will be fine. The giluya, for water that was uncovered, if somebody drank that, anpaka de chamra chaya, drink a revi'it of undiluted wine. Le mursa, for this pus that a person has, he wants to get the pus out of swelling, anpaka de chamra ba'ala tolana, he drinks a revi'it of wine mixed with red aloe. Le pircha de liba, if somebody has a faint heart, so laiti tlat birishut shayata de sa'are, he brings 3 loaves of barley bread. V'nishterinu bechamka delo avar ilavei arbein yomin, and you should soak them in kamcha, which is a kotach. It's the same thing as kotach, which is like a dairy dip. You would soak it in that for 40 days. For less than 40 days old. V'nechol, you should eat it, and then v'nishteh batrayu chamra meraka, you would drink afterwards watered down wine. Amar le Rav Acha medif de Ravina. He says to Ravina, so if one does this, how much more so he will become faint? This is not something that will cause him to be less faint. Meaning fresh kotach and watered down wine are not hearty types of foods, and therefore it can deplete a person's stamina. So how can you say that this will help him? So Amar Le, Ana liyukra de liba amre. I was talking about someone who has a heavy heart, not a faint heart. It says, Le pircha de liba, for a faint heart, you need to do the following. Laitit lat v'rishayata dechitei, bring 3 loaves of wheat bread, v'nishterinu v'dusha, soak them in honey, v'nechul, eat it, v'nishtei abatrayhu chamrachaya, and then drink afterwards full strength wine with no diluting. Letzircha de liba, for heart pain. Laitit lat be'e ninya, bring 3 egg volumes of mint, ubi'ata de kamona, 1 egg volume of cumin, ubi'ata de shumshiminei, and lechol, and 1 egg volume of a sesame, and eat it. Likev me'ai, if somebody has intestinal pain, you understand how it's going down the whole body, it went from the head, to the eyes, to the nose, to the mouth, now to the body, and now he has intestinal pain. What is it? Laitit lad me'a pilpelea richta, bring 300 kernels of long peppers, v'kol yomein nishtem me'a minayu b'chamra. Every day you should drink wine with 100 of these peppers inside. So Ravin demin narash avad le brate de Ravashi. He did this. Ravin did this for Ravashi's daughter who was suffering from intestinal pain. Me'a v'chamshin mehane didan v'itzaya. He did it with 150 of these peppercorns, and she got healed. She was cured. Lechirtza, for intestinal worm. So anpaka de chamra v'atrefa de ara'a. He drinks a revit of wine with a type of leaf, laurel leaf. Lechirtza chivera, for white intestinal worm, laiti bizra galgila, he brings a seed from his plant, minitayre bishit stag, he wraps it in a cotton cloth, minitayre b'maya, he soaks it in water, minishteya, he drinks it, minizdarmi binata, he should be careful not to swallow the kernel. If he swallows the kernel can puncture his intestines. Limesar, to regulate one's bowels, or a person if he has diarrhea, he wants to stop the diarrhea, what should he do? Sisin retiva bimaya, you should put fresh pennyroyal soaked in water. Limishra, and that will open his bowels. Yevishta bimaya, dry pennyroyal soaked in water with so he takes fresh pennyroyal soaked in water to open the bowels, and yevishta b'maya, dry pennyroyal soaked in water Right, so over here it's a discussion between the difference of if somebody has diarrhea or if somebody has constipation. So if it's limisar, to open up his bowels, meaning he has diarrhea, so then it's fresh pennyroyal soaked in water. If it's to relieve constipation, limishra, then it's yivishta b'maya, then it's dry pennyroyal soaked in water. V'simanach, and how do you remember that? He says to remember that, itza retiva de sachar nahara. You put fresh, we said fresh itza, which is a type of vegetation that dams a river. Meaning, so how does this remind us about the mnemonic? So is it just like this fresh vegetation can dam rivers? So too fresh pennyroyal is the one that is the remedy for diarrhea. That's the way to remember. The tachala, for a bloated spleen. Laiti shev b'nei demaya, 7 water leeches, v'nibayshinu betula, dry them in the shade, v'kol yoman nishtei tarte utlata v'chamra, every day drink 2 or 3 of them in wine. V'ilon, if that doesn't work, laiti tachala d'siparta, d'lo yiftach, bring the spleen of a she-goat that has no offspring, v'nitchaya betanura, press it inside the oven, v'nokela hadeh v'neima, and then stand next to the oven and say the following. Ki echi d'yavish hay tachala, d'yavish tachalaya d'ploni bar plonita. Just like this spleen has dried up, so too, or dries up, so too my spleen should dry up. Okay? Nichtaya ben v'ilon, if that doesn't work, or he doesn't have an oven, let's say, nitchaye bene urve de beta chadeta vene mahachi. So then he should press the spleen of the animal into the crack between, let's say, the bricks of a new house, and then he should say the same phrase, that is just like it's drying up, so too mine should dry up. V'ilon, if that doesn't work. Livke shichva de shachi v'shabbata, you know, he should go next to somebody who died on Shabbat. Nishleke le'ade v'notvei atachale, he should take his hand and put it on his spleen. I believe the spleen is on the lower, the left side of the top of the abdomen. V'neima, and he should say the following. Ki echid yavish hayeda, yavish tachalaya de ploni bar plonita. Just like this hand of this dead guy dried up, so too my spleen should dry up. V'ilon, if that doesn't work. Naiti beinita, he should bring a fish, vinitvei beit napcha, and roast it in a blacksmith's coals. Venechle b'mayad beit napcha, he should drink the water, eat that fish that was dipping it into the blacksmith's water, vinishtei b'mayad beit napcha, and drink the water of the blacksmith. Okay. There was a certain she-goat who was used to drink the blacksmith's water. She was slaughtered and there was no spleen inside her. Okay. And if that doesn't work, then you should open a barrel of wine for his own personal use. You should drink, the way Rashi explains, you should drink large amounts of wine regularly. Amar le Ravacha b'reid Rava le Ravashi, sister Ravashi, eat le chavita de chamra. If he has so much wine and he's so wealthy, lo ate le kamei demor, he wouldn't come in front of you. He would just do that. Somebody who drinks a lot of wine, he's not going to have this problem with the spleen. Ela miragal bepat shachari, he should accustom himself to have morning bread. It's important to have bread in the morning. The ma'aliyah le kuli gufei, it's very good, very beneficial for the body. Lirushchata, for hemorrhoids, laiti akika v'ilva, he bring akachia and aloe, v'aspircha, umartacha, quicksilver and litharge, and all these types of things, v'chumrata de pilon, v'shi'afa de chamimta, a phylon locket, and bird or animal excrement. And then he says, v'ninkat v'shachake de kitna b'kayeta, you should wrap them in flax of cloth in the summer, with the amar gufna besitna, and in cotton in the winter, and place them in wherever is causing him that pain. V'ilon, if that doesn't work, lishne shichra marka, he should drink watered down beer. Lishigrona, for shigrona, what is shigrona? It's a disease of the hips. So he says, laiti patya de munine, bring a pot of brine from small fish. And he roll it 60 times on his hip, on this side, and 60 times on that hip, on both hips. For a stone in his urinary tract, he's not able to urinate comfortably. So, bring 3 drops of tar oil, 3 drops of leek extract, utlad nifaita de chamra nikida, 3 drops of clear wine, vilishte lele inish ba'ama, a man should insert it into his male body part, his private part, ule isha ba'otomakom, and a woman into her private part. Vilon, if that doesn't work for this disease, laite una de zika, bring the ear of a flask, vilitle lele ish ba'ama, man should hang it on his private. Vela isha bedadin, and a woman on her breasts. Ve'ilon, if that doesn't work, laiti chuta de zehorita de shateh duma bat duma. You should bring a thread that was spun by a woman who is an ill type of woman, who is the daughter of another ill type of woman. A man should hang it on his private, and the woman, if it happens to one, on her breasts. Be alone, if that doesn't work, laiti kina de zachar nekeva, bring a louse from the bodies of a man and a woman. And you should place it on the man's private or on the woman's private. Mashtina, when he urinates, when it's on his private, nashtin asisna yivishta v'tzinura didasha, let him urinate on dry thorns in the doorway, unne'ayen b'chumrata d'nafka minei, and let him see the stone, what comes out of his body, d'ma'aliyah l'kulu tzimra, because the stone is good, it's a good antidote for all types of fever. Okay, l'tzimra bara, for an external fever, laiti tlata gerivei suflei, bring three se'as of date pits, utlata gerivei atraf adara, three se'as of eder leaves, v'nishlokinu kol chad lechudei, each one should be boiled by themselves, v'leitiv beinayhu, he should sit in between them, v'litvinu betarte mishichlei, he should put these items in two basins, v'naitei patora, bring a small table over the one of the basins, v'nanachi lavei, he should rest on the table, v'nekumi lavei, he gets up from this basin, move the table, and sit down above the other basin. He goes and moves back and forth. It goes back and forth, back and forth. Until the vapor from the basin enters his body. And then wash with waters and drink from both of them. When he drinks, let him drink only from the water of the leaves. You should not drink from the water of the date pits. Why? Because it can cause a person to become sterile. Litzimra gavna, for internal fever. Seven fistfuls of beets from seven different beet beds. We should boil them with their earth. You should eat them. And then drink a mixture of eder leaves in beer. Or invei ta'ala b'mayim, or grapes of vine that was drawn over a palm tree with water. The chazazita, for moist skin eruption, causing him a problem in his dry skin. So laiti shev chitei ar zaniyata, bring seven plump wheat kernels, v'niklinu ammarachadeta, roast them with a new metal shovel, v'nafik mishka minayhu v'neshuf, oil will come from them, and the kernels, and you should smear them on his problem, on where the pain is. Rav Shimi Barashi avad lehu avik chavim, the davar acher. Rav Shimi did this for a goy, when he had leprosy, v'itzein, he got healed. Amar Shmuel, hayman de machule, ba'lonche de parasei, one who is hit by a Persian spear, michayal uchaye, he will not live. Adachi ve'achi, but in the meantime, before he dies, nisefule bisrasha mina gumrei v'chamra chaye, he should be fed fatty meat on coals and undiluted wine. Eshay dechaye purta umefked abete. Maybe he'll live a little bit longer to be able to instruct his household what they should do with the properties. Amar Ravidi Baravin, hayman de balag zibura, someone who swallows a hornet. Michael Chayesh, and he will not live, Adachi Ba'achi, but in the meantime, until he dies, Nashke Revi'ata de Chalasham Gaz, he should be given the Revi'it of strong vinegar. If Sharon de Chayepurta, Mufaked of Ete, maybe he'll live a little bit and be able to command his house what they should do. Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Achal Basar Shor Belefit, if someone eats beef with turnips, Vilan Belevana Bele Arba'asar Hamishasar Fatamuz, he sleeps in the open outside under the moon, in the 14th to 15th of the night during the month of the Tammuz season. Summer season. Ochazatu achilu. This disease called achilu will take over him. Okay. Tana ustana brayta. Someone who fills his stomach with anything, ochazatu achilu. Somebody who overeats will get this disease as well. Amar papa afilu mitamre. Even if he overeats with dates, so the Gemara says pshita. Obviously, I would have thought to say hoil ve'amar more, since Master said. Dates can satiate a person, warm the body, loosen the bowels, provide energy, and they're sweet, they don't spoil, so on and so forth. I would have thought that no, it's not a problem to have too many dates. No, it's also a problem to have too many dates. What is the disease? Achilu, Amar Bi Lazar, Esh El Atzamot, fire of the bones. Ma Esh El Atzamot, what does that mean? Amar Abaye, Esh Garmei, bone fire. What is a bone fire? Fever in his bones. Okay, Amay Asute, what can he do? What's the remedy? Amar Abaye, Amra Li'em, my mother told me. Obviously, we know Abaye's mother died at birth, and giving birth to Abaye. So this is just the person who raised him. It says, Kulu Shakyanu Shakaine Salatav Yeshiva Utlaisar. All other beverages for medicine are taken for 3 days, 7 days, or 12 days. Vahai Adamitase. This one you take until you're better. Kulu Shakyane Aliba Rekana. All other medicines you have taken on an empty stomach. Vahai Batar de Achal Shate. This one is after you eat, drink, go to the bathroom, and you come out then, and you wash your hands, then you can eat it. Umaitule Bunad Shutita. The shtita de tilafche, he is brought a fistful of porridge, lentil porridge, ubunad de chamra atitra, one a fistful of aged wine, nigbelinu bahade adade v'neichol, he kneads them all together and then he eats the mixture, v'neichruch v'sit dinei v'neignei, he wraps himself in blankets and goes to sleep, and then v'leka de nukmei ad de kaim in afshei, nobody should wake him up until he gets up on his own, v'chei kaye, when he wakes up, nishlake v'sit dinei minei, he should take off the blankets, v'lo hadar ilavei, and if he doesn't take them off, the fever may come back to him. Okay, okay. I think now we are pretty much done with all of the remedies and all of the diseases. Now we get back into regular Gemara. Okay, Amar Eliyahu. So Eliyahu Navi comes and says, Amar Eliyahu Rabbi Natan. Eliyahu comes and says to Rabbi Natan, says, Echol shalish, ushte shalish, anach shalish. You should eat 1/3 of your stomach capacity, drink 1/3, and leave 1/3 open. Why? When you get angry, then your 1/3 of anger, that will fill the rest of your stomach to fill you up entirely. Okay. Tani Rabbi Chiya. Harotze shelo yavo lidei choli ma'ayim. Somebody does not want to get intestinal illness. Ye ragil betibul kayit v'chorif. He should be accustomed himself to dipping bread in wine or vinegar throughout the summer and winter. Suvudatecha shanatcha mimena. If your meal really gives you pleasure, then meshoch yadecha himena. Then take your hand away from it. Don't overindulge. Val tishat mecha b'sha'a shata tzarech l'nikavecha. Do never delay whenever you need to use the restroom. Anytime you need to rest, use the restroom, you should right away go to the bathroom. Amar morukva. Haiman deshatei tilyachiv vera. If somebody drinks this wine, white wine, it's not so good. Achazatu vite. He will get very weak. Amar Rav Chisda, Shitin Minei Chamra. There are 60 types of wines. Havu Ma'aliyah Dekulu Sumka Ritchana. The greatest of the wines was this aromatic red wine. Giriyah Dekulu Mtiliyah Dechivera. This worst of the wine was the white, very bad wine. Amar Rav Yehuda, Hamandi Yativ Betzaparnei Nisan Gabe Nura. If somebody sits near a fire during the Nisan mornings, v'shaif mishcha v'nafik v'yativ v'shimshai, puts oil and goes out and sits in the sun, v'chazatu v'itek, chas v'shalom, he can get this feebleness, he can get very weak. Tan Rabbanan, hekiz dam, somebody did bloodletting, v'shimesh mitato, and then he slept with his wife, havyanu banim v'tikin, he will have children that are also, they are very weak. If both of them bloodlet and they had relations, havyan lehem lehem banim ba'alei ra'atan, they will have children that are extremely, extremely weak with the disease. Amara papa lo amaran ela delo ta'imidi, that's only if they didn't taste anything about ta'imidi leilam, but if they ate something, there's no problem. Amara ba bar avuna, ba min aderech, somebody came from the travel, v'shimesh mitato, he slept with his wife, v'havyan lo banim v'tikin, that's his children will be very weak. Somebody comes from the restroom, he shouldn't right away sleep with his wife. He should wait chatzi meal, half of a meal, in order to be able to do that. Let's say there's different shitot how long a meal is. Let's say it's 18 minutes or so on, so half of that. Because the demon of the bathroom is with him. If he sleeps with his wife during that time, his children will be epileptic. So the Gemara says, the Baraita says, "Meshamesh mitato me'umad." Someone sleeps with his wife standing. Ochazatu avit. He gets this this type of disease called avit, which is a severe, or it's a type of a very severe cramp. Miyushav sitting ochazatu deliria. He gets deliria. So he milamala v'hu milamata. She's on top, he's on the bottom. Ochazatu deliria. They get deliria. Or he gets deliria. My deliria. What's deliria? Amar b'shuva navi. Sam deliria dar dera. The remedy for deliria is dardara. How does that answer the question? My dardara, what's dardara? Marabai morika de choche. It is saffron that grows in the hedges of wild thorns. Rav Papa alis v'shadele. He, Rav Papa, would chew it and swallow it. Rav Papa would spit it out. Amar Abaye, Misha ino baki b'derech eretz. If somebody does not accustom themselves knowing how to act in a proper way in this world, laite gimel kafizei kurtemei dechuchei v'nidokinu v'nishokinu v'chamra v'nishtei. Then what he should do is he should bring three of these vessels that can hold a revi'it with saffron and that grew and fertilized with sheep manure, and they should grind them up and boil them together with wine and drink it. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, hen hen chazirun min harutai. I tried this and it helped me get back to my youth. It brought me back. Shloshah dvarim machishim kochos shel adam. Okay, we're back to normal. Three things they weaken a person's strength. Ve'elohen, pachad, fear, derech, travel, ve'avon, and sinning. These are the three that weakens a person. Pachad dechtiv libi sechachar zevani kochi. It causes them to be weak when he has fear. Derech, travel, dechtiv ina baderech kochi. That it will cause a person's strength to go down with travel. Avon dichtiv kashal ba'avoni kochi. That also sinning can also weaken a person. Shloshah dvarim metizin gufo shel adam. Three things tear a person down. Ve'elohen achal me'umad. Somebody eats standing. V'shata me'umad. Somebody drinks standing. V'shemesh mitato me'umad. He has relations standing. Chamisha krovin lemita yoter min ha'chaim. Five things are closer to death than life. Ve'elohen achal ve'amad. If you eat and stand right away, shata ve'amad, drink and stand right away, ekizdam ve'amad, you bloodlet and you stand right away, yashan ve'amad, you sleep and you stand right away, and shimesh mitato ve'amad, relations, and you stand right away. Shisha oseh otan miyad met. There are six things, you do them, not new, but a person who does them right away dies. And Rashi says all of them have to be done together. Meaning, haoseh otan, Rashi says kulan ke'achad, all of them together. Ve'elu, and these are them. Ababa derech, comes from travel, v'nityagea, and he's very tired. Hikiz dam, did bloodletting, v'nichlas v'beit amrechatz, goes into the bathhouse, v'shata, v'nishtaker, he drank wine and he got drunk, v'yashan al gavei akarka, he slept on the floor, v'shamish mitato, and he slept with his wife, he had relations. All of these, together, that would cause death. Amar b'yochanan, v'u sh'asan kesidran, it's only if you did it in that order. Amar b'ye kesidran met, sh'lo kesidran chalish, if he did it in order, he dies. If he doesn't do it in order, then he gets weak. So the Gemara says, "Ini is that so? Vaha meorat avdal le avdat lat minayu mit. Meorat did this to her slave three of them, and only three of these things, and he died, and the slave died. So the Gemara says, "Ahu kachushava. That slave was very weak, and that's why he died." Shmona ruban kashe umiutan yafe. There are eight things that doing them. In an extreme way is not good. Doing them in a small way is very, very good. What does that mean? Ve'eluhen, derech, traveling a little bit is okay. Ve'derech eretz, having a person accustom himself to being a good person. Ve'osher, I don't know why it's not good to be an extremely good person. That's a good question. Osher, wealth, having too much wealth is not good either. Umelacha, work, too much work is not good. Yain, too much alcohol is not good. A little bit is okay. Vishena, sleeping. Too much sleep is not good. Chamin, like hot water to wash himself and to drink. Ve'akazat dam, and bloodletting. So these eight are good to do them in moderation. Shmone mima'atim et hazera. There are eight things that cause a person's semen to dilute or to minimize. Ve'eluhen, amelach, salt, va'ra'av, starvation, va'netek. Rashi says netek is tsarat. Bechia, crying, v'shena, agave akarka, sleeping on the ground, v'gud ganiyot. Rashi has a weird word that refers to what this is. It's ilindra. I think what this is exactly, I think if I'm not mistaken, it says over here. Let's see what this is over here. Coriander, eating a coriander. Okay, so eating that also. V'keshut shelo bizmana, or let's say having kishut, is it like hops not in the right time, and they're not in the right time, we'll explain. V'akazat dam lemata kiflaim, or having a bloodletting below a person's private, that would be double as bad. So Tana, keshem shekashe lemata kiflaim, kach yafe lemata kiflaim. Doing bloodletting below is double as worse, doing bloodletting above is double as good. What does that mean? Amara papa, lemata, lemata mina beitim, under his testicles. Lemala, lemala mina beitim, above his testicles. So that's the difference. If it's below, it's not good, above is good. V'kishut shelo bizmana. What does it mean? Hops not in the right time. Tana, keshem shekashe shelo bizmana, kach yafe bizmana. Just like it's bad in the wrong time, so too it's very good when it's the right time. When it's the right type of the season. It's time of the season. Amara papa, zmana tamuz shelo bizmana tevet. The proper time is tamuz. The non-proper time is tevet. Yomei Nisan v'Yomei Tishrei, and Nisan and Tishrei, lo ma'alu lo kashu. They're not good and they're not bad. They're not. There's no problem with either of them, but they're not so great either. Okay, I think we'll stop there for today. So I think just a 1 minute recap is we went through a bunch of different other diseases today and the remedies, which again may not be as practical today. We shouldn't try these at home. They won't work today. Why or how they worked back then, I have no idea. For many of them. But they went through all the diseases, going through from head down all the way down to the body. And then finally we got into different advising things that what causes a person to become weaker, like we said, fear and traveling and sinning, all different types of things. And then we spoke about things that need to be done in moderation, like drinking alcohol and all different types of things that we mentioned. And then finally we got back to the regular topics, and we're hopefully going to continue with the regular Mishnah that we spoke about a few days ago. We're going to continue that tomorrow, Zad Hashem. And we ended by talking about bloodletting, that bloodletting is good when it's above the testicles, but bad when it's below the testicles. Baruch Adonai Adonam. Amen. Amen.